America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
Every other week we have a segment here on the show. It's called Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. It is amazing to actually be able to look across the console and say, welcome to the show, Adam Walsky.
It's great to be here.
It is terrific
Absolutely.
To have you here. Wow, he's a real
He's a real boy.
I thought it was a real boy. I thought it was just a voice, but it's a man.
And you're Geppetto.
Right, folks. I'm merely Geppetto.
Well played.
All right. It is. First of all, Kara brought this up just before we went on the air.
Yeah.
Can we say super, you know what? Because unless you're actually broadcasting the game. So if you don't work for Fox this year, can you say super? Can you say it? You're the sports guy. Tell me.
I think it comes down to, do you risk Fox coming after you? And do you think they'll actually really come after you if you say those two words back to back?
Is it Fox, though, or is it the NFL? I was given the impression by a fellow broadcaster that Fox had to pay the NFL for the right to use that term because the NFL owns it. It is copywritten to them, and the only people who are allowed to make money off of it is the NFL and whoever buys into the copyright of that term.
But again, it comes down to, do you really think they're going to
right.
come
do you
after
really
us?
Think they're
going
to sue you over it?
So Kara right. now has scared right. the bejesus out of me. I don't even right. know if we can talk football anymore on this show.
Right.
Seriously.
Right. We can't say Patriots.
No.
We can't say Falcons. We
no.
can't say
so
football
the,
game.
So
we can't
New
say
Englanders
51.
Are playing say. The Atlantaites. Are you excited about this game?
I think it has the potential to be a fun game to watch. Because
fun game. You are a Jet fan. You hate the Patriots with every fiber in your body. You want to see the Falconites destroy them.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
Either that or beat them in an agonizingly
wow.
close, heartbreaking fashion.
Really? My goodness. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So there's a lot going on in the NFL right mm-hmm. now. You got teams moving left and right or wanting to or thinking of. The NFL last week comes out and pretty much tells San Diego, go back. We really don't want you in Los Angeles. CBS Sports reported that. The Chargers already moved up the road. They're going to play in some soccer stadium for a couple of years. Now, you know, I mean, and now you get the Raider thing falling apart in Las Vegas. What is going on with relocation?
I think it's amazing because for a while there, you didn't have anybody talking about relocation in the NFL, even though you had the second largest market in the country in Los Angeles without any football teams
yeah.
when at one point they had two. And now all of a sudden it's literally musical cities with
right.
Las Vegas getting involved with the hockey team. And now they want to get into the football business as well. And the Chargers moving up the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it all comes down to money. We
of
know
course.
That. And in the Chargers case, it's the classic case. And we've seen this many, many times. The owner wants a new stadium. They want the people and the cities and the states to pay for it. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
San Diego recently voted down a referendum that would have built a combination convention center and stadium just a couple of blocks over from Petco Park, which is the baseball field in San Diego. And you know what? I don't blame taxpayers. We've talked about this on this show before. You've got schools in inner cities that are falling apart, broken mm-hmm. toilets and sinks, but yet we're building billion-dollar sports palaces on the public dime. It's not right.
Well, I feel like in California specifically,
yeah.
like there, to me, the attitudes out there are not like they're not diehard sports fans as
they're
many
not.
Of them. Not the way.
It's East a very Coast. Laissez-faire atmosphere
yes,
in terms
yeah,
of being
they're like,
a sports
oh, if I,
fan.
If I can go, I can go.
Right.
If I can't, it doesn't matter. Like it's
they
not.
They leave early. They come late. That
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you know that down south football is life. Yeah. You know. Attitude.
Right. And you don't see the passion most of the time that you see really in the Northeast quadrant, that Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and I guess to a degree Washington, you can throw that in mm-hmm. there as
yeah.
well. That is not really present on the West Coast either, except in Seattle with
yes.
the Seahawks.
That's been changed. That's
yes.
exactly right. But look at Los Angeles. For 20 years, they were very happy not having a team. Why? Because they ended up getting a whole bunch of NFL games on TV every Sunday. There were no blackout rules. They were getting two games on each network. They
yeah.
were getting tons and tons of football. They didn't care. And that's the way that city and that's the way that state is. So where do you think the Raiders are going to end up? If the Las Vegas thing falls apart, where are they going?
They have a dilemma because that stadium, and I haven't been in that
dump.
Stadium, I haven't been there since 1990. So I can't really comment with direct knowledge on that. But
back when you turned 50, I remember when you went.
That was a celebratory West Coast baseball trip. Yeah, saw an A's game there. I've never seen a Raiders game there. But from what I understand, that stadium has definitely seen better days.
It's a hellhole.
And it's the only stadium remaining that is shared by a baseball and a football team.
Right.
Everybody else has
built their own
stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mr. Davis, or Mr. Davis Jr., as the case may be,
yes,
may have to dip into his pocket and build himself something if he wants to get his own place and stay in Oakland.
Wild prediction. They're not going to Vegas. They will end up in San Antonio. Mark my words. He has already had conversations with the folks in San Antone. Texas can very easily support 3 NFL teams. Hell, they could support 33 NFL teams.
I was going to say, that state's more than big enough for, right, for that.
They breed children to play football in that state. Concussions are like candy apples in that state.
I will never forget when I visited a college friend in Dallas.
Yeah.
This was around the early 90s. And the Dallas Fort Worth paper, the I can't
the
remember.
The Telegraph?
No, the main.
Tribune?
I can't remember.
The Dallas Morning News.
It was the Dallas Morning News.
There you go.
I was going to say, I really thought you were just making those up for a minute there.
I'm that good.
No, it was the Dallas Morning News.
All right.
And it was a Saturday morning, yeah, and they had, this is a major metropolitan paper,
right,
they had page after page in their sports section devoted to high school football,
yeah,
because it was September and they were playing high school football, and I'd never seen this before.
Right.
Never seen this before.
Friday Night Lights, all that stuff.
That's it. That's
absolutely.
That's what they do. That's what I'm talking about.
So there is absolutely no doubt that San Antonio could support an NFL franchise. I am absolutely very comfortable with if the Raiders move there, they would be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd keep the name, but
they could. Why not? I mean, they'll become the San Antonio Raiders. They were the Los Angeles Raiders in between being the Oakland Raiders. They could be anything they want.
They could, San Antonio may strike a deal with them where they ask them to change the name or something. Who knows?
Right.
But it always comes down to money.
And the Chargers pretty much are unwanted in Los Angeles. The Rams went home. It was their original home. And I think that was a dumb move, but they chased the money. They won't build the Spanos family a convention center / stadium in San Diego on their dime, meaning the taxpayers. So he's going to run up to this giant $2 billion show place, and he's going to be a number two team in really just a one-team town. I think from a business standpoint, I think it's a foolish move. The fan base got incredibly pissed down in San Diego. A lot of them are not going to follow them up the freeway.
No, they're
just
not.
The way it is.
They're not going to schlep up to L.A. Well, get a little ethnic there.
Hey, there you go.
They're not going to schlep up to L.A. on a Sunday with traffic being what it is in Southern California to begin with. I don't think, unless you live north of San Diego, you might be able to manage it.
That's a long drive.
Well, they will kvetch about the schlep. They're not going to want to do that.
Lots of kvetching. There will be no kvelling.
Wow, look at this.
No kvelling.
We are devolving into a bad Seinfeld episode. That's what we're doing here. Wow.
Was there ever a bad Seinfeld episode?
Oh,
that was
my goodness.
Great show.
Was there ever a bad Seinfeld episode? I know we're going off the tangent, but who cares?
Yes, I think there are. There are some what I would consider, by their standards.
There were many jump the shark moments in season 8 or whatever it was. It was just not that great.
Like most great sitcoms that have a long run, it took them a little while to get into their characters. If you watch some very early episodes of that show, George is a little different. Kramer is markedly different.
Wow.
And Elaine is barely in the show
barely
at all.
Barely a presence, yeah.
Look at this. See this? We start talking about the Super Bowl, and we still don't even know if we can use the term Super Bowl. But we go from there to San Diego to San Antonio. We talk about football, and somehow it gets us into Seinfeld episodes. And I think it was because
we started using
you said
Schlepp, slang.
I said kvetch, and there we were.
And
it's
all
amazing.
Of a sudden.
All of a sudden, we were on the Upper West Side.
Wow. Sitting at
eating
Monk's.
Eating a knish.
Eating a knish. Very nice. All right, so. So it's the big game. It's the Patriots. It's the Falcons. If you had to pick a winner, who would you pick?
I think the Falcons can win this game.
Look at you.
I think the Falcons win this game. It has all the earmarks of a shootout, of being a classic high-scoring 38-35 type of game.
Do you think it's going to be a great game? Like if you and I, I have no dog in this fight kind of a thing where you know, it's almost irrelevant to me at this point who wins. But I'll watch, one, because it's a reason to get together. But the Super Bowl used to be a good reason to sit down and watch a great football game. And I feel like it hasn't been that in the last few years, where you're not watching like a really well-executed football game.
A lot of times the game, for whatever reason, turns out to be a dud.
It's happened
a number of times. The Super Bowl game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey comes to mind after all that hype. And Seattle just went out and crushed Denver.
This one you think is going to be a better match?
I think it should be a good high scoring game. It has the chance to be 38-35, and weather should not be a factor.
Right.
It's supposed to be very warm in Houston this weekend, so I think it should be a fun high scoring game to watch.
And if it goes the other way, and if the Pats are winning 48-3 in the fourth quarter, you will not be watching it. You're going to go over to the Mary Tyler Moore Marathon on Decades. That's where you'll be.
Oh, well, I might go there anyway.
Well, there you go. This was fun having you in the studio.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. It was great to be here.
All right, great. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova. So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised
James Blake has like a foot in.
James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar, other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good-looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of a set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars, along with the longer front fork tubes, will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road on two wheels.